Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive into classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Bang, bang. Welcome to an all-new episode of The Payoff. I'm Tom. That's Jeff. Are you ready, my friend? How the hell are you doing?
You know, it's a good day. It feels sad. We're coming to the end of the road to Mania is behind us, but it's still exciting though. We're not going to give it up quite yet. We got two more big Mania matches that we want to talk about because there's just too much to talk about. And so, sad that it's behind us, but on to the next thing. The wrestling calendar just keeps moving forward.
And why are we covering Edge versus Foley?
Yeah, so this is one, you and I, just one of the matches we were talking about a lot. We had said with Edge kind of coming back. It's been a while now, but coming back and kind of having another Mania moment, things like that. One thing I did realize when I was kind of reviewing our notes, this is actually the first Edge singles match that we have covered.
Really?
We have covered it actually this week and next week and one of next week's competitors too. It is the first time we have covered any match with him. And so we've covered like the ladder match, of course, with Edge, but this is the first singles match that we have covered for Edge. And so not a reason necessarily, but it kind of, we've got a lot to cover and that's just a good enough reason for me that, hey, why, who doesn't want to talk about Edge? Plain and simple. How about you?
Well, it's hard to believe this was 15 years ago because I pulled up the match, obviously, and to get to the timestamp. And I'm like, oh, he looks so young. And I'm like, well, hell, it was 15 years ago, Tom. So I'm excited to cover this because I remember it being like a surprisingly good match. Like I was like, wow, that was pretty awesome. And obviously haven't watched it since. So I'm excited for that. And what we're going to talk about during the match, one of the notes that I took that I want to talk to you about is, some of the times Foley came back, it was awesome. And some of the times it's just been almost embarrassing. And so it's just interesting. This is one of those times where, man, he really turned back the clock for this performance. So I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. But
before we get into the match,
yes,
we have something we have to talk about.
Yes, as always, starting this month, we're excited, of course, to have the support and, Manscaped brought to you, the Payoff brought to you by Manscaped. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's just the best in the world, below the waist grooming. You and I have both been using it for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, I've been sharing my experience with it, but we really haven't, you tell us.
I'm not going to lie.
Been for you?
Yeah, this is one where I told my girlfriend, the other week, I was like, I need, a woman's opinion, plain and simple. And so, and I got the thumbs up. And so to me, like, hey, I'll take a thumbs up. Some guys like, you never know what the reaction's going to be, but I will happily take a thumbs up. Over a couple days, just using the brand new lawnmower 3.0, part of their perfect package, actually, they have has all kinds of products and things like that. And it was absolutely worth it for you and me to get it. And I know guys are sitting at home and they're thinking to themselves, like they're listening to us right now, or even women, like what, for you that are out there listening to the show, get this for your man. Absolutely. And so it's one of those where having it and it helps. It's one of those where, guys, we got to normalize this type of stuff. It's taking care of ourselves. It's looking good. It's just that manscaping, we're trying to bring that out to the world. That's all we can do. And so
it's more affordable than you'd think. I mean, that's
shockingly. So, yes.
They had sent us a few things that we've been using, but then I went on their website because the weed whacker, the nose and ear trimmer, was not part of the package. I immediately ordered it because I was like, wow, this is like $39. And then with the discount code that is available to all our listeners, Payoff, P-A-Y-O-F-F, pretty simple, Payoff. You enter that discount code, it's 20% off. So even the weed whacker, nose, ear, I mean, I've been using a cheap one for years now. I mean, that's a game changer right there. And with the discount code, it was like $33 with free shipping. You can't beat it.
So here's what we got for you here at the Payoff. You know, whether you're, you know, it's free shipping too. It's not, and it's worldwide too. I know we've got a big fan base in the Ukraine and things like that. I know we, all over the world, we've got a few sites that are a few locations that is all about the Payoff, which we're always excited about. It doesn't matter, man, woman, you know, what, you know, whatever. You know, this is an opportunity for you to get on board with this. Check this out. And you and I were just talking, like, we were legit talking about this. I know you might hear it and we're like, you know, all these guys are just bullshitting us. Like, no, don't buy the cheap shit off of some of these other websites. Like, you know, some of the big retail vendors and things like that, like spend the money to get something that was made, you know, to keep your boys cleaned up, keep your boys smelling good. It's absolutely worth it. So what are we bringing to you? It's 20% off and free shipping, right? You know, free shipping alone makes it worth it, but 20% off as well too. All you got to do is use the code Payoff. Plain and simple. When you check out, you've added everything to the cart. Like every website, it's got that promo code box. Just type Payoff, 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Like, just use that code, you know, and it says, you know, right on here, you know, it's all about confidence. It's using the right tools for the job with Manscaped. It's making sure that, you know, you're looking your best, feeling your best. That's what we want our fans out there doing this stuff. And like I said, if you're like, man, I can't believe these guys are talking about, trust us. Like, we're not going to bullshit you. We've never bullshit you. This is one of those where it's worth
total
it.
Total shoot.
Yep. Payoff. Manscaped.com. Check it out today.
All right. And with that, it's time for the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
All right. So we've recently talked about WrestleMania 22 because of the Trish and Mickie James match. So I'm not going to go through everything in detail. But again, this was Chicago, Allstate Arena, big WrestleMania weekend with Bret Hart going into the Hall of Fame finally, and a really good class overall. This is the show that had Cena and Triple H on top. Mysterio wins the world title. Michaels and McMahon had a great no holds barred match. And again, early on, this is actually the fifth match of the show. We had Edge and Mick Foley in the hardcore match. So big time, almost a million buys, packed house, 17,000 at the Allstate Arena. It was a fun WrestleMania. Not perfect, but pretty good. And of course, that Money in the Bank ladder match with RVD, who would go on to cash that in at one night only and win the WWE Championship in front of an ECW crowd. That's a match in a show we need to cover. In fact, I think June, we definitely need to cover that. So
Hall of Famer RVD. Yep.
That's right. That's right. So storyline standpoint, I'm curious because I don't remember a lot of this, but how do we get Mick Foley out of retirement and into a prime spot at WrestleMania 22.
Yeah. And there was just a lot of weird things happening here. And this of course had one of the major events of Edge and Lita's wrestling career as well too, that we're going to talk about on this one.
By the way, what did you think of them together?
It made perfect sense. I think at the time I was still, you know, the curtain had not been pulling back for me. So I thought it was just part of storyline and the Hardy stuff and, you know, exactly what was kind of happening there. But I always liked Lita. And so, you know, I think that like whatever they did with her was good. So I thought it was fine. Yeah. I enjoyed it. How about you?
I thought they were great together.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do we get here? We'll start with Edge actually lost a match. It was New Year's Revolution, January 2006. And so the main event with John Cena, who was the reigning WWE champ at the time, defending the title in an Elimination Chamber match. And so Cena won that one, but Vince McMahon came out and revealed that Edge was going to be cashing his Money in the Bank contract to face Cena right then and there. Now this was the inception of Money in the Bank. And so this was not the full on pay-per-view or anything like that. If you remember, Edge won it. It was the really inaugural match in 2005, that first annual, whatever you want to call it. It was 2005 WrestleMania 21, of course, just the year before that. kind of winning that Money in the Bank. So cashing it in. And then actually after Cena's match, beat him very quickly. Actually, it was just a couple spears, winning the WWE Championship. And this was actually Edge's first title win. And so for that belt. And so just kind of interesting how, you know, right out of the gate, you know, we're using the Money in the Bank, things like that. So the next night, as we said, kind of how this played out, this was, of course, the celebration of having hot, unbridled sex in the middle of the ring. And so you had him and Lita in the ring. He, of course, had the bed. Everyone knows that kind of famous angle. Whether or not it ends up on Peacock, we'll have to wait and see here. But it's one of those. Had some TVMA action on that one too, I remember. And so getting into that, but they were interrupted actually by Ric Flair. He called Edge a disgrace and that he was horrible in the sack. Where he got that information, who knows, but there you go. So ended up though, where Flair becoming the recipient of the concerto on the announcer's table. Of course, the concerto being a little bit different from other chair shots where he was either pinned against or, you know, it was hit between two chairs or like an object and a chair, you know, kind of bringing it down. So that making that is what makes a concerto a concerto. I made sure to look up the specifics so that we would get it right, things like that. So, but after Flair getting hit, Cena actually coming out to Flair's aid and putting at the time what was under as the FU on Lita. And so the segment, though, if we, as we remember, that was the highest rated Raw segment in the better part of a year, bringing in the kind of numbers and things like that. So kind of use it, well, you know, not necessarily well received by everyone because of what it was, but you know, real life being blurred, Edge then started referring to himself as the most watched champion ever, which I'm not going to lie, that's pretty good. Like, that's a pretty good twist on that. Like, good job of kind of using like the, you know, what we got, you know, going on. And so, so just about a week later, you had Edge defeating Ric Flair. It was actually a TLC match to retain the championship. Now, you know, at the Royal Rumble, you had Edge losing the championship back to Cena that January. So a lot happening in January, kind of the end of the year and things like that. So that Edge then, you know, there was a Thursday as well, too, where he was given another match kind of, you know, against Cena and losing that match. But then he blamed who was at the time the special guest referee, Mick Foley. And so because of bad officiating, and Edge ended up attacking him. So again, then you've got like it kind of, you know, that's the end of January and kind of this kind of playing out a little bit into February. And then all the way into March at one of the Saturday night main events, you had Foley after he was attacked, getting revenge on Edge and attacking him with the concerto. So now you've got first Edge lashing out because of the special guest referee piece. And then you've got now Foley getting revenge on him. So the feud went all the way, like, you know, up to WrestleMania. I mean, we're at March at this point, so it's pretty quick, you know, to get into WrestleMania 22 at that point. So now Foley, on the other hand, he was, you know, returned briefly to wrestling. He had been gone for a while, of course, like Tom said, he was in the Royal Rumble and then he was eliminated when he and Orton, like, kind of took out Orton with a clothesline. And so, and he had, you know, using it with, if I say the trademark clothesline, but whatever you want to call it, kind of taking him out of the ring at that point. So, you actually had him reunite with the Rocket for the Rock and Sock Connection, where they lost the handicap match. You know, the year prior at or 2 years prior at WrestleMania 20.
He looked bad in that match. That was not good.
Yeah. And so that was one. So you've got that kind of happening. So, you know, this is 2004, 2005. He actually did some time in Ring of Honor, just a little bit, things like that, but then ended up coming back. It was 2005 again. This WrestleMania wasn't until 2006, but coming back 2005. And he was actually one of the commentators for that. It was, well, I say ECW's one night stand. It was WWE's ECW one night stand, which was that summer 2005, and then got, you know, renewed a contract after that point. So, one of his first matches back's actually one. It was my, you know, my, I wish they'd bring it back. One of my favorite pay-per-views, Taboo Tuesday. And which of the personas would
you're go against? You're a big Taboo Tuesday, Mark.
That one in the Inferno match. I think that, you know, the Fiend stuff is poised for an Inferno match, and Taboo Tuesday makes too much sense in the digital age to not bring something like that back. It makes no sense to me. So, but, you know, having that, so against Carlito, the fans actually voted for Mankind of have his three personas to take on, I guess four if you count Mick Foley too, but all of his personas to take on Carlito, the fans, like I said, voting for Mankind. This was actually the last time, I think, I'm going to double check this, but this was the last time he ever wrestled as Mankind. Was this 2005 match at Taboo Tuesday. So, and like we said on this February, you know, that Raw when Foley returned to referee that rematch between Edge and Cena, and then they kind of just breaking down, being attacked by Edge, then him attacking Edge. And so it was kind of a weird storyline. They weren't really involved too much until he was the referee, really like 2 months before this WrestleMania. But it worked out. And I've actually got some kind of quotes after the fact, about like Foley actually was just recently on the Bump WWE's program talking about this match. And so I think it gives a little bit more insight into that one. I want to save it for after, not to kind of spoil anything. And I think it works a little better after here, but it just plain and simple, like special guest referee got attacked and then you end up with a 2 month feud and I got a match. And so didn't really need more than that, you know, and the hardcore stipulation just making sense because that's what Mick Foley did. And so, and that's how we get this one. And so we got a lot that happens after the fact too, but, that brings us to this match. Tom, you got any thoughts?
No, I'm like I said, I'm super excited to cover this one. Lot to talk about during it. So if you're ready, I'm ready. 1 hour.
Yes.
1 hour and 7 minute mark of WrestleMania 22. 1 hour, 7 minute mark, WrestleMania 2. Jeff, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. It's time for the payoff.
Oh, it's time for the payoff.
All right, dude. In the ring, fast start to this one. Foley looks good, man. He looks like he's kind of on fire, ready to go, taking out Edge early. I like Edge is in kind of the street fight gear, just looks a little different, which is good. I mean, these guys are ready for a fight, not for a wrestling match. That's for sure.
And this was a part of like, they discussed it as well too. Like Edge. Yeah. He's not in his typical kind of ring gear and Foley's really in the flannel and things like that, which we're kind of used to, but yeah, intentional because of this type of match that they're about to have. You got Lita ringside as well too. And kind of getting right into it.
I mentioned one of the things I thought was so odd is that Mick Foley would like come back for a match and he'd look like hell. And then he'd come back, you know, for another match and he'd look like, you know, he was 10 years younger than the last time you saw him in the ring. And I guess it was just all like shape and how he was feeling at the time. I don't know, but you know, like he looks great right here.
And it looks great now too. Man, like it's just one of those where, you know, I just, you know, I think he had COVID too. So good to see he's, you know, kind of recovering and things like that now. But so you already got items kind of coming in the ring with the, I say like the metal sheet pans. I saw the street sign as well too, kind of got slid in there as well. And so we've kind of got that going. So yeah. Funny too, like seeing this Edge having this match now. And then of course, like, you know, recently kind of coming back and really having the feud that he's been having and things like that and just being involved. And it is crazy. Like, you know, I think that advances in science and things like that, these people are able to get healthy again and do these types of things. It definitely speaks to their work ethic. Like he's back. There's always rumors of Paige coming back and things like that. You know, Daniel Bryan is the poster child for it. So you're always worried about it, but it's one of those, I think I read a long time ago, it said like, if they are cleared medically, they have to be able to do everything. Like there's no like kind of restrictions or kind of levels that they've put on it or anything like that. Like Vince says, if you can go, you go, and that's it. And so, and this is one of those where these guys just going at it. So Foley taking off one flannel to show off the classic red and black flannel. The fans actually cheering a little bit for it. We got some nucks as well too. What do we got going on here?
What is that?
It's a bar. He's wearing a barbed wire belt and he's trying to cut it off. That's what it is.
Oh God.
And so he's got a pair of pliers. Oh, and there it is. And you can see what happened. Edge's arm is just absolutely dripping blood. And so Foley is whipping Edge with a belt. So, oh boy.
Barbed wire belt.
Barbed wire belt. Excuse me. Yes.
He, I don't know. Is there a storyline that he wasn't allowed to bring barbed wire? That's why he snuck it in. I don't know why he was wearing it as opposed to it just being under the ring. But
I didn't find that. So
that's okay. What
all right. Yeah. So this leads to the good question. Do you, because we got a match like this recently on the AEW, what's your feeling on this type of match, an actual hardcore match?
You know, I mean, this is obviously going to be a lot different than AEW. You know, the AEW one, man, it's just, I can understand in 1992 doing this in Japan, why it worked. But in this day and age, it's like, you know, the shit's fake. They don't even make a point to hide it. You know, like there is no like, I mean, you know, it's so it's like, I just think like over the top, it's just too much. Like, I think what AEW tried to do, it was just, it just didn't work for me. And obviously the ending sucked. This is kind of that was awesome. Foley taking out Edge, clothesline over the top rope with Lita on his back. That was great. I don't mind some barbed wire and some blood. What I don't want, I just think what they tried to do, it's just in this day and age, it's just, yeah. What about you?
I think if it's,
we both ordered it.
Yeah, I think if it's done right. $50
for that shit.
And I think that it was great. That was, or it was a perfectly fine, like, match, card, everything. And then, like, I think it's I forget who it was that tweeted it out after the show, but like, the only thing they're going to remember is the finish. And it totally spoiled everything. Like, you know, it's just, and I get it, because it's like, where's the expectations? Because fans are like, do you expect them to blow up a ring? Like, well, no, but
I also didn't expect sparklers.
Right. Exactly. And like smoke. Fake,
yeah. And then the guy covering him or whatever. So.
And that was it. Yeah. And so do something, you know, it just, yeah, it didn't work like that. And I get it. And maybe that was on them for making the expectations what they were. Like, I don't know, but that's a tough one to come. But I think if you can do it right, because they've done a lot of these matches. Oh boy, that's
step spot. Steps, yeah.
That was rough. They've done these poorly as well too. And so I think that there's been, at least lately, trying to recapture some of that, too much of this done poorly versus done well. And so like getting Foley. This is one too. Like, he doesn't give a shit. He's going to flip all over the place. Like, yeah, his body doesn't
care. Ass kicked.
Yeah. And that, he's good at that. And that was full speed into the steps, flipping over them to the point where the steps just kind of, I say, like, came separated. Yeah. I think if they could find a way to do it right, but then, yeah, you run into the issue with the blood. You know, who knows what, you know, Peacock feels about this stuff now, because as we know, they're editing old episodes, or some of them need to be. But then other stuff, are they going to say, like, hey, no, like, you can't do this, you can't do that. Like, it's hard to say, you know, you got to appeal to those people now too. And I guess that's part of it with Vince. You know, he took their money, and now he's got to do what they say too.
So. Oh yeah. Well, they're absolutely going to have influence over the product.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't know how.
We're already seeing it with some of this. Yeah. In the editing of old videos and things like that. So, so we got the table getting set up outside the ring. This will, kind of at the foot of the ramp, if you will. This will come into play eventually here. And beating him up on the table on the outside at this point.
Pretty eventful street fight so far.
So far, yeah. And so we've kind of gotten off to a hot start. Things like, you know, moving quick. There has not been any downtime in this one. These guys right out of the gate kind of beating the hell out of each other. Yep. And so throwing Foley onto the metal. They don't get that as much anymore. It's the metal ramp. And so you just kind of lose that effect because they don't have that as much anymore. It's the video screen or whatever the hell it is. Yeah. A lot of replays on this one. They're getting the video package done well, which is nice to see. They're rolling back into the ring at this point. I know you've talked a little bit too over there. I know we just recently had the Edge match at WrestleMania. So he's pulling out the lighter fluid as well now too. Here we go, Edge.
He's squirting it with Foley with lighter fluid.
I know we got with the rumble and the reaction we got there. Like, what are your feelings on just you know, how this has played out with, I know recently we had fans at Mania, but like so much of his return hasn't had fans. Like I almost feel bad for the guy. Like
I feel terrible for him.
Yeah. It's the same with Drew. I feel like, you know, some of these champs and stuff that have to do, like, you know, go through this, like, especially, you know, Drew fighting Pat, but like, you know, just trying to capture some of that. It's gotta be tough for these guys. It's gotta suck. There's just no other way to put it.
Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of pros. I mean, think about all the matches that people haven't had. I'm sure people's bodies feel better than they have in years. I mean, you know,
yeah.
So that's certainly been helpful, but
I think that was Sasha that recently said that like she has, like, she's in the best shape she's ever been in too, because she hasn't had to travel. She's not working 4 or 5 nights a week plus travel, driving themselves, all this other shit. So yeah, I'm assuming a lot of them feel that way. Like their bodies are finally like able to recover. They aren't beating themselves up.
I hope that they cut back on the schedule moving forward.
And the dirt sheets have said like they're not going to go back to traveling right away. So it's hard to say, you know, the live shows. I don't think they need them. Like, I think just for the overall kind of well-being of the wrestlers and things like that. But so you got Edge taken to Foley with the barbed wire back.
Speaking of the dirt sheets, did you hear the hot water your boy Meltzer got into a few weeks ago?
I missed this one. You mean my boy, your boy. Yeah.
The Kevin Kelly thing?
I missed this one.
Okay, so Kevin Kelly, I guess, did like some commentary for a couple shows, you know, and basically Meltzer's tweet, and I'm paraphrasing, but look it up. But his tweet was basically, if, you know, you're going to badmouth Kevin Kelly because he was tired, quote unquote, you should die. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, should you really be telling people they should die because they're critical of somebody's commentary? This is a guy who's made a living off of, you know, saying things that are misogynistic, saying things of, you know, bashing certain guys, and certain guys' physiques don't look good, and certain women don't look good, and certain people look old. I mean, that's all he's done is critique people. But then he's saying that if you're critical of someone, quote unquote, you should die. Well, you know, people commit suicide. People are dying during a pandemic. And you're going to say that? It's just so classless. And it's just, I don't know. The guy just has no self-awareness. Of course, he never apologized, you know, deleted the tweet or whatever. And, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this is what I meant. He's such an asshole.
So now we've got the tacks getting dumped into the ring. They're in the corner at this point. Yeah.
Fully.
Everyone's up on their
good,
feet.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone's on their feet. Remember, this is early on in the show, too. So this is a pretty cool, you know, match to have, like, early on in a WrestleMania.
And then Foley reversing it. Edge. Oh, both guys. But, oh, and Edge sitting up immediately, and there's probably no less than 100, 200 tacks in his back. Fans going crazy. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Wow.
Just the blood dripping at this point. Oh boy. And Edge sitting up shocked. And so Foley bleeding because Edge was holding the barbed wire bat against his face, going for the sock and wrapping it. Socko wrapping Socko in barbed wire. And then getting
shit.
Edge. Oh, but as Lita comes in though, Lita though gets Socko. She rolls a little bit through the tax, so she's got tax on her.
Oh my God.
Lita bleeding from the mouth. They're showing her right now after that barbed wire. Great shot. Yep. Fully holding the bat up, bloody. Cheer, everybody cheering for him. Yep.
Wow.
But I remember too, like, just that barbed wire bat was just like brutal when we, like, growing up and kind of watching him use it and stuff like that. Like, such a cool weapon.
His tacks are all still in there.
And Foley's got some on his shoulder too. Like, I've seen too, like, some of the videos they put out now where they have to, like they're tacks. They're not like worked. Like, they have
to. I guess you really can't work them, right? I mean, they have to be enough that they pierce your skin.
Right. And so they might have like a shorter tip or something. Like, who knows?
But still like, got to get in your. Yeah, I know. But it's like, yeah.
But that's what they've shown. Like some of those videos where they then show them like, you know, picking individual like two or three med staff, like picking out to a great shot here of Foley with a bat against Edge's face wrapped up in the ropes, like just screaming. Good stuff. Yeah. Hey, you know, and that's one like Foley, who knows how many times that something like that happened to him. So him now grabbing the lighter fluid, you forget he was covered in lighter fluid. They kind of having that. And so now working toward, here we go. He's spraying down the table that was set up at the foot of the ramp with this lighter fluid. And a generous spray. That's the best way to call that. He did not, he did not waste any of that bottle. And so, and now Lita, hitting Foley with the bat on the outside.
Nut shot.
Yeah. And taking him down. And Lita wasting not either. We want to make sure that this table is coated at this point. I think since it's puddling on it, I think we got the point at this point. So, and Lita though, that is not worked lighter fluid. That is lighter fluid.
Oh my God.
And the giant spot, the spear from Edge through the ropes to the table.
Wow.
Foley selling it. Both men bloody, blood everywhere. Edge trying to crawl over to him.
I mean, you knew it was coming, obviously, but it's still spectacular.
And there's the pin.
One, two, three.
Gets it. Yep.
Wow. Wow. That was a fun match, dude.
That was a lot happening there. Yep. Covered in blood. Yep.
Well, we'll keep it on as we're talking, but let's go ahead and jump into the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
Man, I mean, you kind of knew it was happening, but it was still awesome. What'd you think?
Yeah, that was so I had obviously in my prep for this, I saw the kind of last spot, but there was a lot like this is one to go back when we talk about like, you know, it's not necessarily on my list of ones to show, but like there was a lot that happened in this match. It was nonstop and it definitely lived up to the hardcore hype.
Jeez. I mean, both covered in blood. Edge is all jacked up. This was a big match for Edge too, man. Cause remember, it's not like he was a made man, massive heel at this point, you know? And so this was big for him. Foley just, I mean, out of it, great visual of the flaming table, nothing but good stuff in this match. I mean, both guys were just beat to hell. You know, Lita selling a little bit with a bloody face. And then again, we're still watching the replay, but they're going to just show that. I mean, look at that. Boom. Oh, and Foley's head just bangs on the back. And remember, that hadn't, and to the best of my knowledge, that hadn't been done before. See, I know we've seen like that spot. I mean, like Big E does that spear to the outside a lot, but we had not seen that. I mean, that was just wild.
Now this
imagine too, being like in the front row there too, like, holy shit.
I wonder too, like if they had shuffled this card around a little bit, like what the difference would have been in like sending him home happy and things like that. Like, you know, you kind of move the Ray Orton Kurt Angle match. Like you don't throw in this Playboy pillow fight that they had that, you know, there's the bathroom match. Like, you know, I think there was a whole lot of opportunity here, but so this one kind of, you know, what happened on this one, of course we, you know, saw how this match kind of finished out and things like that, but all of the kind of sheets say on this one and kind of the write-ups after the fact said Mick Foley actually suffered second degree burns because the table was not properly treated. It was supposed to have some anti-flame material applied to it that kind of, you know, prevented it from being worse than it was. Okay. And it was not applied to it. And so then they both wanted it. It was supposed to prevent something like this happening. So Foley ended up with second degree burns. So,
it's actually hard to believe Edge didn't get burned too, just because, I mean, he had his shirt off, you know?
Well, and it's crazy too, because of how quickly it went out. And I wonder, like, you know, had he gotten stuck or something and he's stuck in this like flaming table, like it could have been really bad. And so,
So,
you know, having this, so, you know, Edge though, following his feud with Foley, going in up again against John Cena, which was previous to this, you also had Triple H getting involved in this one as well too. There was a triple threat match at Backlash, the pay-per-view after this one, where Cena actually pinned Triple H to retain the title. So But then Edge, you know, continuing the Foley or the McFoley feud as well too. This was after Backlash going back to McFoley. So you actually had, him Foley betraying Tommy Dreamer. And so there was some interesting kind of ECW stories as well too here. And so these two actually teaming up, it was the June pay-per-view, that one night stand where you had Edge, Foley and Lita beating Tommy Dreamer, Terry Funk and Beulah. It was an Extreme Rules tag match. And so, that's one of when it's on Peacock, we may have to go back to some of that. June, the big month. June is a big month for ECW, so we may have to go back. And so, you also had Edge interfering. So that night as well, too, there was a championship match, or WWE championship match with John Cena and Rob Van Dam. And then Edge helping Rob Van Dam win the title after he speared Cena through a table in that one. You know, just kind of interesting how it played out. Then you had Edge, who was the number one contender to face Rob Van Dam for the championship. You know, he lost that match. Just a lot of different things going on and stuff like that. And then you also had this kind of coming back around. You had Flair getting involved as well, too. You know, this is Foley's feud, you know, eventually. And apparently these two, and I remember in his book that him and Flair did not get along really well. That Foley wrote he was every bit as bad on the booking side of things as he was great on the wrestling side of it. And so, but then Flair also wrote in his book that Foley was just a glorified stuntman. And so, you know, they have of course squashed that since, but, you know, just kind of interesting where these guys kind of feuded as well too, at that point. Kind of playing out there. I thought it was just kind of funny, but Foley calling Flair a washed up piece of crap. And so, you know, but then actually it was, and this is one that we will have to put on the list, which I don't have on currently, but then it was a very bloody, it was an I Quit Hardcore match at SummerSlam, which again, you had just blood, thumbtacks, all these different things, you know, going up against Foley. So that's one too, we'll have to put on the list for a different day as well too. But just a lot happened here. I feel like at this time, it was just a lot of just wrestling happening. This was the type of stuff we were getting. It wasn't necessarily super long builds, but it just kind of made sense, plain and simple. So you got thoughts on any of this time before we get into the reviews?
No, I mean, good fun stuff. And, you know, this is how you use a legend, right? I mean, it's just I like when legends come back. You know, they have so much TV to fill. You know, I love when, you know, you bring a guy like Mick Foley back for a match like this. It makes Edge better. It brings back some old fans. To be honest with you, and I don't know who the names would be, I actually can't believe they're not trying to do more with legends with like this whole Peacock thing, just because like, there are no barriers to entry. It's not like, hey, I'm trying to get someone that, you know, used to watch the Attitude Era and hasn't watched in 20 years. I'm trying to get them to buy a show for $50.
Yeah.
Basically wrestling's free now, right? Like, you know, most of my buddies, most of your buddies, they have Peacock. They either have the $5 version or the $10 version. They're watching Yellowstone. They're watching The Office. So being that basically everything that the WWE more or less does now is free, I'm surprised they're not trying harder to get more eyeballs back. And, you know, Edge being involved, that's great. But it's like, you know, can you get another match out of Mick Foley? Can you try to use Goldberg a little bit more? Do you beg The Undertaker to come back? Do you try to get Triple H to wrestle a few more matches? Like, I'm surprised there's not more of this happening, because to me, I would assume they look at, you know, the 8 million or whatever it is people that were watching the Monday Night Wars, okay? I can't believe they're not trying harder to get them back into the fold. That's why I'm surprised that, you know, they didn't do more with Kurt Angle, that they aren't trying to get Lesnar around more, that they aren't trying to get Goldberg for more than two matches a year. You understand what I'm saying? Like, putting Hogan on the product more. I'm just surprised they're not doing more nostalgia to try and get people back.
Well, and time will tell what's going to happen here, but like Hogan has expressed, you know, with all these things happening and people coming back, maybe it's time for him to come back. And so, Yeah, we'll just have to see how that happens. But I'm with you. I agree. Since day one of this show, I have talked about using Legends properly at Survivor Series and things like that. I've talked about the Legends belt and doing something like that, which I think would make a ton of sense. They have that. That's your Peacock belt. Like, you know, you got the 24/7. You know, USA really wanted that. Like, you know, do something like that with the Legends belt. Let them fight over that. So yeah, just. But so different. You know, different topic for a different day. You and I could rant on that all day long. So, yep. But. Where are we at with reviews on this one? So PWI, you had Edge was number 3. Foley was 266, which I feel like you get to 266. Like you need to cut your list off at 100 or something like that. So we talked a little bit about the John Cena Edge stuff. That was actually the feud of the year this year. And interesting, like you and I have talked about WrestleMania 22. It's one that is on our list, but this Shawn Michaels Vince McMahon match was actually the match of the year, which was just a little bit after this match on this card. So, and like I said before, Foley was recently on WWE's The Bump, and he said, "I didn't know what I had in the gas tank. I knew what we wanted to accomplish, but I really wasn't sure. Then within 90 seconds, it became pretty clear to me that I was in there with a master in Edge. And if I was going to have a shot to do something memorable and capture that elusive WrestleMania moment, it would be with him." Now, he kind of went into, and you'll appreciate this, he talked about WrestleMania moments a little bit. He said, "I blame Shawn Michaels," he joked. I said, "Before Shawn started talking about being Mr. WrestleMania, you didn't need a magical Mania moment to be considered a legend. But he set the new standard, and that whole term, WrestleMania moment, became something fans and even wrestlers believed in. So in the front of my mind, I knew I needed that. I had good matches at WrestleMania, but nothing I'd ever considered memorable or historic. I really felt I needed to come up with something. So this match with Edge lived up to my hopes, even more so that people list it among their favorite WrestleMania matches of all time." And so,
well, here's something else interesting. You can argue that of, like, take all the kind of mainstay legends, right? Like, you know, Hogan and Savage and Warrior and Austin and Triple H and Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. You take them all. And Foley, you know, is up there in that area. But of all those guys I mentioned, they all have these incredible WrestleMania moments. And Mick Foley has plenty of memorable moments. You know, first ballot Hall of Famer, he's incredible. Don't get me wrong. But it's so interesting. Of all the what I would call major stars, first ballot Hall of Famers, he probably has the worst WrestleMania track record.
Yep.
I mean, what's he ever done at WrestleMania? He was in the bad tag match at WrestleMania 20. He debuted after 13. WrestleMania 14, I don't remember what he did.
But I think that's to your point.
Yeah. And if he did something, I forget it. Okay. 15, that was the one where he, I think, wrestled the Big Show for the right to be the referee in the main event. 16 was his retirement match, the McMahon in every corner thing. So again, it's just weird that they're really, isn't that odd?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what, well, and here's what he said. He kind of kept going on. He said, "I should point out that at a certain point, had it not been for Edge, it would have just been a regular match," Foley, he said, "because Mr. McMahon and Shawn Michaels had an everything goes match or anything goes match. Edge went in to talk to Vince. It was a loud volume conversation. I could hear it through the walls. He really stood up for what we'd been told. I don't want to say promised, but we were told it would be an anything goes match. I think at a certain point they wanted to put it in a cage too. And Edge really stood up for what he thought the match should be. In fairness to Shawn and Vince, they had a fun match. And I thought this point was very interesting here, but it's not a match we're revisiting 15 years after the fact. So I don't think anyone minded there were two similar matches," which no, because they were different. Like,
yeah, they were way different. One was kind of hardcore, you know, death matchy, and the other was just, you know, a Vince street fight, you know, plunder outside the ring. I thought they were way different, and they were spaced out far enough in the card too.
And I don't, like, this is one where I would have been overbooked if it was in a cage. It absolutely didn't need that.
You know, so, I'm just not a cage match guy in general.
Yeah. it has to be right. It, like a war games makes sense, but that's the whole point. I think it has to, it has to make sense, and it doesn't always, which is when you and I get complain about it being overbooked. So yeah, but
so what's the, yeah. So what were the,
so what do we got here? Kind of right now, it's just 411 Mania. Cause I've been using this one a little bit. This is a pretty solid show, as both title matches deliver in one aspect or another. Sean tries to steal the show again, but Edge and Foley take that honor in a crazy ass brawl.
Wow.
The Observer newsletter, which again, these were real tacks, and they showed a super close up of them sticking in Edge's back flesh, and the fans chanted Foley. Edge wrapped the wire around, Foley wrapped the wire. But this is okay. That was his typo here. Foley wrapped the wire around Mr. Sacco and put Edge and Lita in the claw. She ended up bleeding from the mouth. Jesus. Foley hit Edge with a bat a few more times, and Edge was a bloody mess. Fans were chanting for Foley. Think about that for a sec. Edge got the lighter fluid and sprayed it all over the table. Again, Foley got the lighter fluid and spread it all over the table. This is not my writing. This is, I'm reading verbatim, and I'm correcting the errors here. Leader cut him off with a barbed wire bat, shot to the nuts, then lit the table on fire. Edge of the ring with Tax still in his back, spear Foley off the apron, and both of them plunged through the flaming table. That was insane. So insane, the fans may have forgotten to chant holy shit. Edge got the pin and then stood up, either totally shocked or doing a five-star job selling total shock. He lurched to the back, covered in blood, eyes glazed, with Lita basically holding him up. This was the definition of a hardcore match, 3¾ stars. So overall, I mean, good stuff. I'll go first actually on this one. I think I've been letting you go first. I'm going to just kind of take over at this point. I think 3¾, while it was a great match, I think that's probably pretty dead on. So I'm going to give it a 7.5. It was good. I think that there, yeah, the story could have been a little bit longer. There wasn't a ton. It ended up sadly being a blow off because of like when it happened, and then there was still feuding and things that happened after the fact. But I think from just an in-ring point, I think that it was a great hardcore match. If you were looking at the match itself, I probably would have given it a lot more. But I think that this one too, it does stand out as being really brutal and really hardcore. And I'm sure there is probably more hardcore matches out there, but at least what we've covered and what I'm setting my baseline at this one, we've covered a few too. I know with Raven and Big Show and things like that, Kane, we've talked, but this was definitely the first true hardcore match that we've covered. And so I'm going to give it a 7.5. How about you?
You know, I completely agree with you. I really enjoyed the match. I think it's a really fun, good, solid, some spectacle of a match. Okay. I thought it all made sense. I thought it all flowed together. So I love the match. I think where it's a 7.5 for me and not higher is there wasn't that killer storyline. I mean, clearly, this felt like Mick Foley said, hey, I want to wrestle at WrestleMania. They paired the two of them together, threw together a little storyline, and they had a great match. So that's a 7.5. Now, if the build of this thing was like off the charts incredible, or there was some wild aftermath, then it becomes an 8, 8.5, maybe even 9. So, early match spectacle, but not a massive, classic build around it. 7.5, but a really, really good match.
Yeah, absolutely. So good stuff all around. Absolutely. So I want to remind everyone too, of course, our partnership with Manscaped over here at the Payoff. Use that code Payoff. It's 20% off, free shipping. It's absolutely worth it. You got the Lawnmower 3.0. It's part of their brand new Perfect Package 3.0. All kinds of good stuff in there. Keep you free, keep you trimmed, keep you cut free, so you don't have to worry about hurting yourself. All kinds of good stuff in that package. So again, it's 20% off and free shipping with the code Payoff at manscaped.com. So,
and you said you're swimming a lot faster now too, right, Jeff?
I am. The wind resistance or water resistant, excuse me. Like I'm just, I'm like Michael Phelps out there in the water. It's incredible.
Well, congratulations.
I appreciate it. What is it? 2028 Olympics. I'm getting geared up. So yep, absolutely. So, that's all I got. This was a good one. Tommy, I'm going to send us home happy.
Yeah. Bang, bang. Thank you, as always, for joining us on another episode of The Payoff.